Hey guys, you're tuned in to season 3 of Catch My Black and Gay Podcast.
Where being black and gay is definitely okay.
This podcast was created to give African American gay men an outlet to express, debate, and give our opinion on today's pop culture, political, and life views.
How was your Thanksgiving? I saw you fried turkey.
So, Mom.
What? You were scared when that grease was popping?
Mm-mm. Because I bought an indoor turkey fryer.
I saw you have an indoor one. I was like, oh, he got the one that you don't really need to use that much oil. Had I was thinking, I would have probably bought that. But
yeah, because the propane tank scares me.
It scares my sister too, but I'm like, it's gas. Just don't have it by the damn stove. So we just,
I only paid $85. I'm gonna show you the one I got.
That's not bad.
It's from Walmart. And, you know, with those turkey fryers, what makes them catch on fire is that, one, people don't thaw the turkey all the way out. Mm-hmm. Two, when they don't thaw it out, that water hits the oil and then it overflows and then the oil hits the propane tank. And that's how it all explodes. So this one, I still put it on the deck. I put it on the deck. And, but yeah, the deep fryer, it was good. And then that was, I mean, all my friends in LA was like, oh my God. But my cranberry sauce, shout out to my cousin April. I text her like, I think it was like Monday. Like, one, you know, we recorded the episode and I was saying like how I don't like cranberry sauce now that I know it comes in a can.
Right.
So she gave me a recipe for cranberry sauce that's fresh. Baby, when I tell you the people went crazy, I am going to make cranberry sauce from scratch from now on.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my macaroni and cheese is always a hit.
The only hiccup I had on Thanksgiving was my sister put my chicken for the chicken fried rice in the freezer as opposed to the fridge.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't realize that until I went to make the fried rice. And I make fried rice. I make chicken fried rice and I make shrimp fried rice because my brother can't have the shrimp. And I make one of them spicy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the last thing that I make. And, like, mm-hmm. It's bad because, like, I was in the kitchen laughing because everyone is like, you're on the fried rice? That means you're done. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you guys know? They're like, we know what's your order of cooking stuff. I'm like, okay. Go to get the chicken. I'm like, Des, where's the chicken? She's like, oh, it's in the fridge. I'm like, okay. I'm in my room taking a quick break before the last hurrah. Get up there, and she's like, Pooch! The chicken is not in the fridge. I'm like, okay, where is it? It's in the freezer. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, so it froze. Fuck.
It was froze solid.
Oh, no.
And this was at like 3. And I was doing so fucking good this Thanksgiving and being done on time, mm-hmm. and being set up. I'm like, this is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah. Yeah. Had to thaw that shit out real quick, and it didn't even fully thaw out, so I had to cook it like from frozen with a. Needless to say, it's all done. Thank God it's over, and I announced to everyone it was the last year that I'll be doing the full Thanksgiving dinner. Going forward, I'm doing it potluck style.
Okay? I know that's right.
Siobhan, I make a couple of things, and that's it. I no longer want the pressure of the entire Thanksgiving on my shoulders anymore.
Yeah. You kind of like it, though.
I used to really like it, because I'm like, I like to be in control of everything, mm-hmm. and all the moving parts when it comes to cooking. But when you have a lack of support,
yeah,
it makes it really, really, really hard to do it and want to do it.
Yes, you don't have your sous chefs like you do in your professional world.
Exactly. Like, I don't have my team. But shout out to my cousin Nick. She comes through every year, the day before Thanksgiving, and she comes and she always, she plays my sous chef, and she gets the grunt of Chef Siobhan in the kitchen, because I'm like, I'm not fun in the kitchen. I'll be honest. I know that shit. I'm like,
bitch,
I'm like,
I shared, I'm the like, kitchen with you before. I know.
Yeah. So I'm like, stop talking, bitch. This is not talking time. Cut those greens.
Not stop talking, like, bitch.
Right.
Listen. Don't talk. And I can't stand when people move without purpose in the kitchen. It's like, why are you walking so slow through my kitchen? It's go. Like my mother walking. I'm like, Ma, if you're not in here to do something, go back upstairs. She's like, how the fuck are you going to kick me out of my own kitchen? It was a fun Thanksgiving. It really was.
That's hilarious.
How about your Thanksgiving, Torian?
Yes. How did that mac and cheese turn out, girl? Oh,
no. I'm not even going to entertain your foolishness on today.
What are you talking about? Just ask the question.
Uh-huh. The listeners gonna hear the shade in your statement. but no, Thanksgiving was super okay. They know. Thanksgiving was super cool. I actually low key wasn't gonna go home. Shh, don't tell my family. Because I just was tired of traveling and knowing that I had to travel, you know, the weekend and then last weekend I traveled because I was in Jersey. It just was a lot. So I low key didn't want to go, right. But I ended up leaving like Thursday morning at 4 a.m, got to Jersey at 7. And then, of course, Jay knows my family acts like they can't do nothing without me. And so they legit had me running from the moment I got there to the moment I decided to lay my head down. But no, it was really good.
That's why you go Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
I told you to go Thanksgiving Day.
And I did. No, I ended up going Thanksgiving Day.
And still running around?
I got there at 7:30, so you know I had to cook. But then I had to drop off the turkey so that could be deep fried. And then I had to go pick it up. Like, then go to the store while I was
up. Y'all deep fried your turkey?
We had somebody do it. We didn't do it.
Yeah, I did too.
I think next year, my cousin, shout out to cousin Lenny, he said that he smokes them.
Hey, Lenny.
I think I want to try the smoked turkey.
I was going to smoke a breast. It's
yeah,
good.
I think I want to try that so, next so year.
I prefer fried, honey.
My brother bought the turkey breast too late. He brings the turkey breast Thanksgiving Day, like during dinner.
Oh, my God.
And like drops it like, oh, here's the turkey breast for the smoker. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Dude, that takes a day to smoke. Mm-hmm. Like, I put it in my pork shoulder, like, the day before. Like, dude, we can't. No. Hang it up. Put it in the freezer. We'll do it another day. Like,
another day, another time.
But did you pay for your turkey to get fried? I wonder how much they charge for that. I might offer that service.
You should offer that service because I see people that do that, and it's based on, they have two different prices based on if you need a turkey or if you have your own turkey.
Okay. And we'll talk offline on those prices.
Yes, honey. Come on. Because this turkey fried, it's so funny that you think about that because I'm thinking about doing that shit for Christmas. Everybody was talking about my fried turkey, and I didn't think it was going to be good. First of all, let me tell you this. Thanksgiving dinner was supposed to be at 4:30. Child, I didn't open the box for the turkey fryer till 3:00. It was still wrapped in the box.
Even though it fries quick, it's so like much for 4:30. You set up for failure.
Child, but wait, how about? I didn't know it took an hour for the oil to get fucking hot.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, this ain't gonna work. But thank God it did. So I mean, that's why you have appetizers.
And the saving grace with fried turkey is you want it like a la minute. Like you want it to the minute. Like as soon as it's done, you let it rest for that 15, 20 minutes and then you cut into it. Like you don't want to have your fried turkey fried. Like I can imagine like someone saying, oh, well, fry me a turkey the day before Thanksgiving or like the morning of. Like I want my fried turkey like close to dinner time. Like,
right.
You know, close to when I'm going to eat it.
Right.
But that's when it's going to be like the juiciest.
Right. But, I had texted my cousin Kirsten because she had posted on her IG about this, but someone came to my Thanksgiving dinner, bought an item, and bought another item, bought liquor, and
don't tell me don't. I think I know where this is going. And you know that's one of my party rules. And Jay knows. There's few things that I'm like particular about. And this is what I'm. If it's what it is, don't bring something to a function or a party or a dinner and let's say it doesn't get opened or used or drank, and then you pick it back up and take it back home.
Yep.
I know.
Then that means you didn't bring anything. You now just came to eat.
I know you fucking lying.
I don't.
She, first of all, she bought a sweet potato pie. I didn't let anybody cook anything but her, and she really wanted to do the sweet potato pie. Child, we cut into that sweet potato pie, and it was raw. Raw. I was like, oh, baby, this got to go back in the oven. So she put it back in the oven. Then as people are taking to-go plates and stuff like that, she's like, because you know how I am. I don't let anybody cook anything. I'm like, just bring liquor. Like, you know, I don't have to worry about liquor and drinks. I had, at one, I told everybody to bring ginger ale and liquor, because I just love me some ginger ale.
Now you have 1,000 bottles of ginger ale. Oh, you don't gotta buy no more.
I've been burping all weekend, honey.
That's the perk of being the host. That's why you don't take the fucking thing back, because the host can fucking enjoy it. Don't take back ghettos.
So this person proceeds to say, you always have so much liquor left when after your parties. So I was like, yeah, not thinking anything of it. I woke up the next morning and saw that there was no pie, and that the liquor that she bought wasn't there anymore. And so I texted her, and she was like, yeah, I took it back. And I was like, oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure nobody stole it. And I wanted to be like, you stole your own shit out of my own damn house.
Nobody stole it. No, she should have
said was, you stole your invitation for anything else at my house is what you did. Okay. You will no longer be invited.
Yeah. That is tacky as hell.
Yeah.
That is so tacky.
Wait, my gosh.
And what kind of liquor was it?
It was something fruity. It was Malibu. It was Malibu.
Oh, she could have kept that anyway.
Malibu? She took Malibu back?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. She took Malibu back?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
$20 bottle.
See, now, if it was like the handle Casamigos that cost $100, or, you know, upset, still upset, but I was like, damn, shit, there was whatever. Right. I mean, either which way it goes, it's fucking tacky. But I'm just saying, it gets more and more tacky when it becomes, now it's Malibu. like Malibu is, that's like 1999. It comes in plastic and glass, girl. No.
Malibu comes in glass.
And then you've only, you, girl, no.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like Malibu comes in glass.
Only
get the one that comes in glass, Torian. Don't get the one that comes in plastic.
That must be the nips that come in glass.
the nips. All nips come in plastic. Mm-hmm. All nips come in plastic, just about, other than like the top shelf.
That's awful.
I don't like liquor in plastic.
First of all, I'm mad that she bought Malibu. Secondly, I'm mad that she took Malibu.
I hate that. I hate when people bring stuff and they bring the cheap shit. I'm like, you had one assignment. And I always tell people, stop bringing wine. Nobody wants to go to sleep.
It's bad because, like, we had a bunch of stuff left. We had, like, 3 bottles of wine that nobody touched. My cousin went to Trader Joe's and bought a bunch of, like, flavored fizzy lemonades for the kids. Nobody touched. Like, we're not going to take... I might take some shit that I ain't bring now. Now at the end of the night, now there's a bottle of, like, apple cider or something sitting around. Like, child, can I get that? But if I brought it, I brought it for the party. I don't want it back. That's, like... making something, like making a pan of mac and cheese, and then taking a plate of it home, or like taking half of the pan back home. It's like, why'd you, like, no, tacky.
But see, that's the thing too. Like, this guy, my friend invited another friend over and told me this long sob story about them not going home and all this other stuff. And it was cool. But this dude, when I tell you, his take-home plate was a plate full of macaroni and cheese that my friend even said, damn, you didn't save anything for us. And he smiled and proceeded to wrap his plate. So what do you do in that? It's like, do you say, hey, leave some for everybody else? But he basically took the whole pan and scooped it on his plate. I was like, damn. Like, people was really upset about that, though. People was really upset about it.
I think if you're plus one of a plus one, that plate is going to be now unwrapped, and we're going to now bust this plate down, because I wanted a piece of macaroni and cheese on my to-go plate as well. So yeah, let me get a corner of that.
That's, I think, how I didn't say that. Anything, because he was really cute. And he was like, yo, he was like, yo, we should hang one day. And I'm like, yes, mm-hmm, of course. Mm-hmm, yes, I cook.
Take everything. Take the turkey fry. You want the turkey fry?
I even texted him the Friday, said, hey, I'm about to put some more macaroni and cheese in the oven. Let me know if you want some.
I can't. Just thirsty and hungry.
Thirsty, bitch. I'm just horny.
That's what thirsty means.
No, it ain't. Thirsty and horny are two different things, honey.
So what's the etiquette, though?
It is.
But wait, what's the etiquette, though, when it's family that comes over who don't bring any food, don't bring any liquor? Like, girl, what's the protocol there? Mm-hmm. So, like, we cook at the house, people who come, nobody brings anything. It, most of them are family. So, like, what's the etiquette in that situation?
You guys have formed bad habits. So I think next year what you guys can try to do is, like, hey, make a group chat. I do everything through text because I think it lands better.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're doing Thanksgiving. What do you guys want to pitch in? What's up?
Or you just assign them. Like, to me,
assign things.
To me, though, I have family like that as well, and they don't bring anything. But I'd rather them not bring anything. No shade.
One
aunt has about 8 cats. So, and she be letting them climb all over, so I'm good. And she asked, she said, why do you all always tell me to just get soda? Like, I want to cook something.
Girl. Don't cook nothing. We can blow those cans of soda off. We can blow the cans off.
But yeah, no, I think we all have family members that come to Thanksgiving dinner with nothing in their hand and leave with everything. But sometimes, and I'll tell you this though, I was pushing people to take stuff because it makes my cleanup a little bit easier.
Absolutely.
For me, if I put a pan of food out, I don't want anything to be put up from it. I'm really, really funny about that. Really funny about. I think once food goes out to everyone, but that's who it's for.
Right.
So pack it up, scoop it up. You want that pan, girl? You want that pot? Take what you need. Like, we buy a case of to go boxes for people to take. Like, just take what you need. Like, same. It's Thanksgiving. I didn't plan to harbor it. And for us, if we want to save it, I'll save it and make like a small pan of it for the house and like put it in the freezer, and then we'll pull it like we're doing today for dinner. Because I don't think it's fair for us to have to cook at Thanksgiving too, because like, shit, we just hosted Thanksgiving. Yeah. But I think sometimes families are intimidated to bring stuff, especially when everything is already good at the household, like they know how to cook and stuff. I think it's like a little bit intimidated, but you can still like participate in like you guys said, like bring a dessert or bring a drink or bring sodas and juices. Just don't come with your two bare hands and then leave with them full. Like,
Baby, when I tell you, I had a cousin. One of my cousins came and took literally a third of the macaroni and cheese pan and started making, like, putting the rest of the food inside of the pan. I was like, what are you doing? He was like, I'm just making me a to-go thing. I'm like, dude, is that all macaroni and cheese right there?
Yep.
He was like, no, it wasn't. I'm like, dude, really? And then my grandmother talking about some, Nana gonna talk about some, Torian, lay off him. I said, really? Lay off him, Grandma? I went and took the aluminum pan and showed her. She was like, now, I ain't gonna say his name on the podcast. But now I'm blank. Now, what are you doing? He was like, what, Nana? What, Nana? I'm like, man, this is the thing. And then he the same one who ain't bring nothing.
Right. Okay? Right. Nothing. Right.
But himself.
Like, if you're going to do that, if you're going to be like, and that's my thing, if you're going to be that person that wants to take a pan of food and it be okay, bring a big-ass bottle of liquor, bring a few cases of soda, a case of water, like, bring an abundance of stuff to where it don't, so that the family don't feel bad about you taking a whole pan, because, like, okay, well, you brought this, you brought that, like,
right.
Well, I mean, for me, I would still say something, because for me, it's like, you don't know if anybody else want to make plates. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Dinner's not over because you got to leave to go to work. No, okay, you want to make you a to-go plate, a to-go pan.
That's my sister. That's my sister. Like, when we were living with my mom when we were younger, even when we turned like 18, 19, my sister used to piss me off, and she does it, and my cousin Joy does this shit too.
I'm naming names.
And they all listen to the podcast.
Hey, Joy.
But they motherfucking wrap plates. They make to-go plates. When, like, if we say a prayer or whatever like that, they make to-go plates first, then make their plate that they're going to eat with right now. The ghetto.
I'm kind of guilty of doing that at my aunt's house. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to get on this podcast and lie. I do it because I'm funny about people breathing over my food. I'm going to get my stuff off first. I'm funny about that. I just want to get it. Let me get my get.
I'm over here like Chef Mom, describing you put me. It that way. I mean, when you put it that way, that makes sense.
I'm just funny, and all my family knows it. Like they know. They know, and we're all that way too. I got a cousin; she don't eat stuff that touch, and she grown. Like, ooh. She's a listener. Oh, to the
I got that cousin too.
But she's just
shout out to Jackie.
She's just funny, and she don't like her food to run over.
Hey, cousin Jackie.
She don't like that shit touching. And she will have a whole. She will make a new plate if stuff is touching. She don't like it.
Yes.
And if it's something that's like, runny,
my cousin,
she'll put it in its own bowl or put it on its own separate thing. Yep. It's so weird. It's like it's all going down the same fucking chute, the same fucking way.
No, I'm only funny about like certain things touching, but the one thing that I love, like, I gotta have my yams and my macaroni and cheese touching, like that shit. That, rocking.
Wait, and the baked beans.
So did y'all see that?
Them three together. Ugh.
You might be by
yourself. Did y'all see that somebody had a recipe going around, like it was like yams and macaroni and cheese?
Yes,
and
it was I saw that. That was nasty.
Like, what do you think about this? And it's like, you're going too far. Like, people stop. Like,
yeah,
stop.
That's too
make
much.
Your mac and cheese and your yams separate. Like, it's that's too much. You're doing the most. Like,
I saw that.
I really wanted some baked beans.
Did you?
I did, and I didn't get any.
I had to run around so much. I could not find collard greens in fucking L.A.
In L.A.?
Yes, girl. I couldn't find a turkey neck. I had to go to Compton.
Are you surprised?
I found a turkey neck. The scene not finding a turkey neck, but collard greens, child? Shit, I'm about to with a bunch of kale out there.
That's a bunch of kale.
We almost had kale. We almost had kale. I said, these motherfuckers about to get kale.
Kale cooked down just like greens do. Yes, kale cooked down just like greens do.
They do.
You said, put some bacon in that bitch.
Yeah, I'm about to put some bacon in that bitch.
A little bit of brown sugar at the end, a little bit of vinegar, make them nice and tender.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody who mixed them before, who like cooked them together. That wasn't too bad either.
I know people that do the collard greens and cabbage mix. I'm not really fond of that.
I actually like that. I enjoy that.
I'm not really fond of that. I think they're two different cooking times for me. So it's like, I don't like my cabbage cooked to death. Like, yeah, my cabbage like to still have a little bit of a crunch. But my collards, cook them to death. Cook them until they're tender and sweet. like don't give me I don't want no crunchy-ass collards. My cousin's here, like, she's like my taste test. I'm like, how's the collards? She's like, they good, but, you know, they got a little crunch. I said, put that lid back on that pot and let them cook for 45 minutes, girl. They ain't done. She's like, no, but they good. I said, they could be good, but they ain't done.
Wait, like, what, the greens?
The greens, yeah.
So my greens, I did. All right, so I was trying not to say this or whatever, but I had something very traumatic happen on Thanksgiving. One of my mom's sisters passed away on Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, so sorry.
And she was on her way to Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh my gosh.
But so that's why, you know, I'm already sometimes late already. So that even pushed me back because I was trying to process it. And I'm like, oh my God, hearing my mom cry. I was on the phone with my cousin April at the time. We were just talking about, you know, I told her how the cranberry sauce came out. My sister called me like 10 times. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck you keep calling me for? Like, so I answered the phone and she told me and I was like, oh shit. So I thought it was, and I'll tell you, for one split second, I thought it was my mom because I had texted my mom the day before and she didn't answer. So you should, I'm like, because the first thing my sister said was, hey, did you speak to mom? As soon as she said that and I heard her voice, I'm like, what? I can laugh about it now because I was like about to hyperventilate. And this was like, I was telling my cousin April, we were talking, we were just like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. Like, if something was to happen to my mom, like, somebody got to fly and tell me. Don't tell me over the phone. Somebody come get me. Because I was just like, oh, my God. And then when I was talking to her, I clicked back over. And I think one thing that people have to make sure when they're delivering bad news, the first thing you should always say is, are you driving? So she was driving. So I was like, pull over. And she started to, like, hyperventilate, thinking it was her mom, like, What, Jason? Like, it was just really traumatic and oh my God. But rest in peace to my Aunt Jean. She lived a good life. So Thanksgiving will never be the same because that was her favorite holiday. And shout out to Alex. Alex is a super fan of the podcast. That's her grandmother. She texts me every week and talks about the foolery of the podcast. So
our deepest condolences, Alex. Our deepest condolences.
Yeah. But it was so, and I didn't tell my friends that came over. I didn't tell them. Like, I kept a brave face and I was like, all right, come on, let's just get this shit done.
She was like, power through it. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, and I, you know, I don't like all that hugs. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't like that type of attention. Like,
he hates any kind of like vulnerability, yes. Show of emotion. Yes. And yes. It'd be like, why can't we have a real moment?
No,
like,
don't touch me.
We're real people.
Nah, don't touch me. Nah, don't touch me.
No, because I no. But yeah, I think, you know what I did though? I think I fucked up on the stuffing or the dressing, however you want to call it.
I think I made dressing this year. I said it to my host, I was late in my bed, bitch, yesterday. Like, I think I made dressing this year, bitch, because the middle was a little gummy.
Somebody wrote us and said that dressing is, that you said it wrong, said dressing is in the pot. And then, like, you know, if you serve it on a pot, and stuffing is when you stuff the turkey with dress. That's what they said. I don't know.
Okay.
That's what they have said.
I haven't stuffed a turkey since I was probably 16. Because in stuffing a turkey, you're stuffing a raw turkey with hot dressing. But yeah, I haven't, and like the salmonella and the bacteria, if shit don't cook right, if it ain't cooked all the way through, and yeah, so that scares me. So I don't stuff my turkey. So, and I will never serve stuffing out of a pot. Gotta put that bitch in the oven and bake it with some butter on top so the top get nice and crispy.
That's what I think they say. I think they're saying like,
so that's all dressing. That's all dressing is stuffing if you stuff it in turkey. That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Okay, they may be right. Shouts out to our listeners.
They be coming for us, honey.
I don't mind saying, you might be right. Like, you might be right.
Yeah, but talking about folks and posting their damn pics of their plates and shit. Call me bougie, but The food looked different when it's on a styrofoam plate.
That part. Because then shit just starts to overlap over the plate. And if you're going to get styrofoam, get you a good quality styrofoam.
Get the compartment ones.
Get the extra. I don't like that compartment shit. That reads ghetto. This is not school lunch. This is not school lunch. Get a double XL plate. It's Thanksgiving, so you expect people to eat a lot. So get the double XL plate that has the rim. And let them make their plates, but the regular just oh my gosh,
okay.
Just the regular
you want hefty, some Dollar Tree?
Just a regular hefty for a regular day.
Decorative one.
It's gonna break. Okay,
that's the ones that if you put too much food in them shits gonna concave. Them shits gonna concave. you gotta hold them with two hands. You gotta cup it.
I'm looking at a former friend. Plate right now on Facebook. And it's on a styrofoam.
What it look like, Jay? What it look like?
Dry.
It's giving
ghetto. Everything is on top of each other. They got the yams. Right next to the stuffing right next to the fucking greens that look like they came out the can.
Oh, not Gloria.
Miss Gloria. <that's> it. Then they just got this white rice that look like Campbell's gravy.
Oh, child. Is it a gravy or au jus?
And then they got the mac and cheese that looked like they warmed up the noodles and sprinkled cheese on top.
See, I call that mac, pause, go around the corner, come back, and cheese.
Not mac cheese around the corner.
It'd be mac and cheese. It'd be like, that's your noodles is running from your cheese. It's like, what the fuck is going on? They're not coming together.
I hate when people try to squeeze a dinner roll on that styrofoam plate. Now, why are you squeezing that dinner roll on there?
To try to make it look nice, knowing damn well that's a Hawaiian roll. You ain't bake that
now,
shit.
Now, be clear. Hawaiian was at my house this Thanksgiving.
Okay. They always at my house, too. Hawaiian give, they honey. Are. They give. But I'm about to take a picture of that shit like I baked it. Shit. Trying to lie to myself. Like, look at my plate, y'all. Facebook.
Right. That's a high.
But I would tell you to Jay, like, I'll make a show plate. Like, if you want to take a picture of a plate, I'll make a show plate that's not touching on glass. You know, make it look nice if you're presenting it to the people. But it just don't look good. And then these be the people that be like, oh, you want a plate? No. And it's a hard
Hell no.
Yeah.
Like, don't want it. Don't even know.
I heard you don't clean your hole, so I know you don't clean your house.
So what do you guys do when you go to someone else's Thanksgiving and the food is not giving what it should?
Well, that's never an issue because I always make food for myself. So,
right. But how do you handle that being there? Like, do you napkin over the plate? Because my trick is just, you know, you talk so long that the shit gets cold and it's just like, you know, my food got cold. Place the napkin over it. I'm gonna take it home. I'm gonna take it. Fuck this up later on. You know, I can't eat and drink, and it gets to the garbage if it makes it. Shit, if I'm in the Uber, it might go out the damn window on the way.
Ooh. Or here, Uber driver. Swoop. Thank you.
Right. So, oh, we've done that.
So you have to know your girls, right? So like, I know who can cook and who can't cook, and if they can cook, mm-hmm. what they can cook and what they can't cook, right? Okay, I have an aunt who cannot cook, okay? Mm-hmm. Cannot cook. Yep. But now she can bake some shit now. Mm-hmm. She can bake some shit, okay? She'll bake some cookies and some cakes from scratch, mm-hmm. and them shits be rocking. But the food, it's a hard pass.
For that, you just give her so much cake to bake, she can't cook nothing. Like, so we need 3 chocolate, 2 pineapples, 3 dozen cookies, girl. So, you know, that's what we
and
need.
Then you got the one aunt when you want some macaroni and cheese. You got the one aunt when you want some baked beans. You got the other aunt when you know, you got my grandmother makes some really good potato salad. So, She's always a potato salad person now. It's like you go to the people who knows who what know they're doing what they on doing. Specific yes. dishes.
Yes. But somebody like me, I don't let anybody cook anything, bitch. Yeah. I'm cooking everything. I should let somebody cook that stuffing because I think I fuck that stuffing up. I think I put too much sage. I was like, oh, girl. But you know what happened was I learned a lot this Thanksgiving. Like, I realized that my yams taste better the next day. Because you let that fucking ingredient sip in there, seep in there, girl.
I have a yam recipe that I will not give anybody, but it's, like, the best yam recipe. But my brother, like, he urges me, like, do not give
That's how anyone I feel about my mac and cheese.
Your yam recipe. He was like, because that shit is gold. He's like, that'll make you money by itself.
Mm.
And it's not even a recipe, it's a process.
Gotcha.
Of how to do it.
Gotcha.
Mm.
I love it.
Wouldn't that be the recipe though?
I mean, yeah.
I was thinking in my head, should I let that slide or nah?
No, a recipe is like, yeah, the recipe is the ingredient list and then the process of like making it. But it's one of those things that you, like, you know how the recipe won't say to wash your chicken with lemon and vinegar before you season it, but you wash your chicken with lemon and vinegar before you season it. So I call that, like, the process. At least I do.
Got it.
So because of that, it's not, and I don't really refer to it as the recipe because it's just the process before
the recipe. And I think the other thing, too, about those things, even if you give people the recipe, it's, you can follow the same recipe, but it will still come out different just because of who you are as the cook. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be different.
Interpretation.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't matter.
Just like we could all read a book and get a different interpretation. Everybody interpret. If I say put a fucking teaspoon, put a teaspoon.
No, but I'll go as far as to say,
you got to feel that thing.
I'll say that I don't even think it's about that. I think it's about the love that you put into the food.
Yes, that part.
My passion that you have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my Aunt Sally always told me, my mom and dad too, but I really remember my Aunt Sally saying this, is like, when you don't feel like doing something, don't do it because it will show. You can follow the same recipe and do everything right, and it still show that, you know. And I think because I was so excited about this Thanksgiving, you know, when I was tasting the yams, and I mean, people said the stuffing was good, so, I mean, but the yams, the macaroni and cheese, I feel like this was my good macaroni and cheese, honey. Like, my Oh my good.
Okay.
You know, because I felt even the cranberry sauce and just like it was love in that, you know, like, and I feel like when you don't feel like doing something, you can fucking taste it, bitch.
And it was also the fact that you seeked out like information, like you got a recipe for cranberry sauce from scratch because you didn't want the one in the can. Like, you know, you went and got a turkey fryer thing. I think, like you said, it's the love and it's the process and it's actually wanting to do it. If you don't want to do it, you can taste it in the food. Like, you can taste the person didn't want to do it, and don't give me that. Like, for me to get in the kitchen and cook, I have to want to be in the kitchen. Yeah. If I don't want to be in the kitchen, I'm not going in there.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because I know I know it's not going to come out right, and the chicken ain't die for me to fuck it up. Like,
yeah, that's me in my normal day, even outside of Thanksgiving. Goddamn it! If I don't want to cook, I ain't cooking. Uber Eats it is.
Hello.
Uber Eats. Y'all trust them people with y'all food?
They close them now.
The way they package their shit, you know,
if somebody opened it,
that driver wasn't in your shit. He has to. They put a bag in a bag in a bag in a bag. Different tabs.
And they tab it.
they tab. And my thing is personally in Uber Eats, if you're listening, if the shit don't come wrapped right, I ain't paying for it. Like, they ain't wrapped right. They ain't tab it. Like, I might still eat it, but I ain't paying for it.
Uber Eats all those times that he reported that something was wrong with his order. Now you know why. You know what happened. Okay,
shit was wrong.
He just wanted to eat the meal for free. That's what I heard. No. Ain't that what you heard, Jay? That's what I heard.
Yep, that's what I heard. That's what they said. They said that. Mm-hmm.
I said I might eat it. Allegedly.
Pull the transcript up. Pull the transcript.
I said I might, allegedly. So, you know.
Jay, who is this former friend whose food didn't look good?
Oh, gosh, I thought we were going to actually have an episode that we weren't going to be paid.
On that note, thanks for tuning in.
Yes, give it to God on this Sunday after Thanksgiving. Yes, God.
Thanks for tuning in to Catch My Black and Gay Podcast. Follow us on all social media platforms at Catch My Black and Gay.